Oh. Casper. Shit. You scared me. When you said you were coming over, I assumed you were gonna, like, knock on the door or text me to let you in or something. Oh, no, no, this is fine. I like the nostalgia of you sneaking in through my window. Hey, you don't have to apologize. I know you've been busy today. I mean, it is nice to see you on my birthday again. It's been a long time. And, I can't really think of anybody I'd rather see than you. I've had a good day, though, but it just got a lot better now that you're here. And you, hey, you didn't have to dress up, you know. Especially if we're just gonna hang out in my room. Speaking of my room, it's a little bit of a mess, and that's after I cleaned up. Sorry about that. Yeah, well, not much has changed around here, I guess. It's not like I brought a bunch of stuff with me when I came back home. I just, you know, I guess I brought a few extra shirts from the pizzeria. You know, it's like my thing, I guess. I should ask Pete if he'll throw me a few extra bucks on the paycheck for, you know, being a walking billboard, I guess. Yeah, I can hear him now.
Well, Chuck, you're already doing it for free, so do you think I'm a sucker?
And then we never talk about it again, so maybe I'll just not. Yeah, my impression never got very good. Yours was great, though. Go ahead and get comfy. I got extra pillows, and I figured we could turn the bed into a big couchy situation like we always did. I hope that works. Nah, I didn't overthink it. It's just, I just thought, well, it's special, you coming over here again. Special to me, at least. Do you need me to take whatever you got here? Oh, birthday stuff. Can I go ahead and look? All right. Oh. Hey, did you bake something? Ooh, brownies. Special birthday brownies. Wait, like, special birthday brownies? Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. They're special, all right. Is that what took you so long to get over here? Baking this? I was gonna ask if I should go and grab you some cake, but we should eat these. And, I mean, you brought plenty of cake if I want a piece for me. Yeah, see, I can be flirty, I think. Not gonna lie, I think I stole that line from somebody, for sure, but it is true, and I mean, hard not to say something when you look so damn good. Did you wear this thinking you were gonna get me all nervous and stuff? Because it's kind of working, but now that I know that you've got it bad for me, I don't have to worry about you catching me staring at you. Unless you don't want me to stare at you. Yeah, I can come over there. Brownies are coming too, right? No, I don't think I'm worried about the crumbs. Room's already a mess. I'll just clean it tomorrow. How's about I throw something on the TV and we just vibe a bit? Yeah. Yeah, that's what I want. Nah, a lot of the old spots are trash now. If we really wanted to get a good skate session in, we'd have to go down to, Riverside, probably. Last time I was there, this dog tried to chase me. There's a lot of people out there walking their dogs, but it's not like there's a lot of great options in the city. So, we just have to not get in their way, or whatever. Oh yeah, that's me, Mr. Considerate. I'm just trying to manage expectations. If we end up going and then there's like a billion dog walkers and no way to actually skate, then I'll look like a big dumb dipshit. Which I definitely can be, but not this time around. No. You like that about me, huh? Well, I guess I really lucked out with you. If you're able to put up with all my nonsense. Oh. I love your nonsense too, Cass. Wow, that sounded a lot more romantic in my head. What? And you want to give me something else for my birthday? Well, like, you want me to just tell you what I want? Shit. Way to put me on the spot. Huh. You know what? Actually, you know what? I do got an idea. Since we're all cuddled up like this, how about you play with my hair? Oh, well, yeah, that was the first thing that came to mind. I like it when you do that. So, why not just ask for what I like? Oh, well, do I only get to ask for one thing? Or are you gonna spoil me? I mean, I am your little sugar glider, right? Yeah. Yeah, I thought so. That's the spot. What can I say? I like what I like. Something about those brownies finally hitting makes this feel way better than normal. Like, I don't know. I'm a little more sensitive, maybe. Or I just get really, really focused on stuff. So my scalp is like ticklish. Well, not ticklish, but you know. Come on, don't laugh at me. Yeah, sure, you like to laugh at cute things. Good save. Hey, you mind if I hold you a little tighter? Oh, I can have whatever I want. If I didn't know any better, I'd say you were hoping I had a few things I wanted from you tonight. Well, you weren't exactly subtle in your texts earlier today. Now, I'm no Sherlock, but I was under the impression you were interested in more than just a little bit of cuddling tonight. Was I right? That's good to know. So, you want me to tell you exactly what I want? I want your lips against mine. You taste like chocolate and THC. Oh, hold on. Toothpaste. You brushed your teeth for me. Oh my gosh. I mean, I did too. I always try to, you know. Well, I didn't want to give you like birthday cake kisses. Well, that doesn't sound so bad, but I also had like mom spaghetti, and you know, that's a very strange combination of flavors, so. And we'll stick with the brownies and the vitamins. You know I always want more from you. Oh, I could come up with a few things. You like giving me what I want. Casper. When you say it like that, it sounds kind of naughty. You want to be naughty for me? Yeah. I want you to be naughty for me. What else you got on under all this, huh? Why don't you show me?